The text for this morning is the gospel reading for the day, which has already been chanted. It's chapter 14 of John, 23 through 27. A woman was very gravely ill, and because of that, she made what we call a bargain with God. Now, those are always pretty foolish, but unfortunately, they're made sometimes. Her bargain went like this: God, if you heal me, then I will sell my house and donate the proceeds to the poor. Well, as it turned out, the Lord did, in fact, heal her. And after she was feeling better, she said, well, how am I going to handle this? Can I really give away my house and give it to the poor? So she came upon a plan. Her plan went like this: I will sell my house and advertise it for $10. I will sell my cat and advertise the cat for $100,000. The two can't be split. You have to buy both in order to get the deal. So in proper time, the house was sold. The cat got the $100,000 and the house got the $10,000. And you can guess what she gave to the poor. It was the $10,000. Do you suppose she honored the Lord with that? Did she give the kind of respect that was truly deserving of the one who is, in fact, our Lord? Now, our text talks about loving Jesus. If you don't love Jesus, there's going to be a response, the response of our homeowner and cat owner. You'll dishonor him. I imagine that you could walk anywhere in Fort Wayne community, or anywhere else for that matter, and hear the name of Jesus repeatedly said. But all too often, it's going to be said in a way that discredits him, because it's a dishonor to misuse that name, and that's exactly the way it's most often used, is in misuse. They disobey him. Rather than to listen to what he has to say, rather than to pay attention to his words, it's simply for shock value and for things that are hurtful. And Jesus is discarded in that process. Passé and unimportant, not pertinent for our time. But if you love Jesus, there's another side to that. You will honor him. He truly will be first in your life. You will obey him, and you will be blessed because of that obedience, because of that living. Did you notice in the text what a beautiful expression there is here? The Father and I will come to you and make our home in that person's heart. What a nice way to think. What a wonderful expression. Because as we obey the words of God, as we listen to what is said, then we treasure in our hearts and minds what it is that God has for us, and we find that we are blessed in that process. Very difficult to live life well apart from Jesus Christ. Jesus is our hope, our stay. He is, in fact, the one that makes life worth living. And as we understand that, we love him as he has first loved us. If you look for the difficulties in our society today, they come down to some very basic things. First of all, man is no longer very important because he is an accident. It's not unusual to think of the great harm and great destruction being done when you think of people as being unimportant. But if you see them as being the very creation of God, loved by Jesus Christ so much, he was willing to suffer and die for them, so much that they would have eternal life, then we begin to understand just how important each individual is and how important it is to hold and treasure life. To love Jesus means to love those around us as well as ourselves. To love Jesus means to treasure him and what he teaches. What it means is to be, in fact, the person of God that you are called to be. You are made by the very creation of God, and you are recreated by the Holy Spirit. In this season of Pentecost, that's the power, that's the strength, that's the encouragement, that's the blessing. Let us live as though Jesus was truly vital to us, as though we loved him, obey him, treasure him in our relationship, and hold him above all other things. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.